Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right. We're doing great. Ned and Karen might not be able to join us.
Okay. Angela may not either. I didn't know she had a book club meeting tonight.
Oh, I went in to ask her about that. I'm wondering what it's tonight.
Yeah, I forgot to ask her too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to read Joshua.
You want to read Joshua?
Mhm.
Okay, Mr. Daddy Verner.
Yes, ma'am.
Which one you want to read?
I read Romans.
Romans.
Yes.
Okay.
Ain't nobody else on?
Here come some people. Hold on, let me pull them in. Ain't Betty here?
Oh, she made it.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Good evening.
You made it, I see.
Yes.
Good evening.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go down this list. I'm not sure who I have online, but I have Mom, Daddy Verner, Auntie Betty, and Bruce.
Yes. Daniel.
And Daniel and Keisha.
I thought I heard Brian.
I don't
that
know.
Was
Is
me,
that Keisha?
Yeah.
You
that
had
was me.
You
I'm...
got a new number?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, I just called like my number. I don't know, I just called. It might claim.
Oh, okay, I see it. I see it, Brian. Okay. I was going down the list to see who wants to do a reading tonight. Mom volunteered for Joshua. And Daddy Verner, which one did you volunteer for? Romans?
Roman.
Okay. Anyone wants to volunteer for Hebrew?
I'll do Hebrew.
Brian. Okay, and then I have First John.
I do First John.
Auntie Betty. All right. Okay. Let's see here. I probably will need a closer tonight as well.
Who was supposed to be closing? I don't have my sheet.
Jarita was supposed to be closing. So I have Bruce and Daniel available. Any volunteers? for the closing, I need a volunteer, Matthew 6:9.
I'll nominate Daniel.
Okay, Daniel, you're the closer.
Okay, hi.
Okay, I guess we'll give it one more minute before we get started here. And I must apologize that I'm not completely ready. wasn't aware that Angela had a book club meeting tonight. So, yeah, 1 minute. Okay, good evening, everyone. Hope you all had a blessed week. We'll go ahead and get started with the program. But first, we'll go ahead and bless the line and do the opening prayer. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this gathering tonight, bringing this family together on one accord to give you praise and to glorify your name. We thank you for your patience, for your love, and for your daily presence. We thank you for second chances. We thank you for your mercy and grace. And most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. We ask that you forgive us of any sins that we have committed this week and help us not to continue to live in sin, for we want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Dear Father, you said when there are two or more gathered together to give you honor and to praise your name, that you will be in the midst. We welcome you into our hearts. This week we will run a good race, and we will fight a good fight, and we will promise, and we promise to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. We ask that you remove any demonic spirit from our prayer service tonight, send it back from whence it come, and allow us to hear your words being spoken tonight to give us strength to make it through our busy week. And may we continue to walk in faith and not by sight. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Tonight, our topic is on fail, what God promised on fail. And the definition for fail goes on to say to be deceitful or unsuccessful, to give or receive an unacceptable academic grade, or to become, omit, or neglect. And we have the book of Joshua, Romans, Hebrew, and 1 John. And Mom will be reading out of Joshua.
Okay. I'm going to read out of Joshua, but I want to start at 7 to 9.
Okay.
7 to 9, okay? Say, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, wheresoever thou goest. I read to Joshua, first chapter 7 through 9.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that reading. Okay, next we have Daddy Vernon coming to us out of Romans.
Okay, I'll be reading out of Romans, but I will start at the 22nd verse. even the righteousness God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and from all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that are paid through the forbearance of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I would like to welcome Keisha to the line. Hello, Nakisha.
Hi.
Okay, we're going to move right on into Hebrews. I have Auntie Betty. Nope. Who do I have reading Hebrews? Brian, I'm sorry. Brian, you going to read Hebrews?
What chapter is it?
Hebrews 10:36.
I'm going to read what my Bible says.
Amen.
Hebrews 10:36. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. And under that it says, instant answers. After we have prayed for something and believed God to do something, must continue to pray and believe him until it is done. Sometimes there is a waiting process, which in some cases may go on for years before God answers. We are to endure and stand on the promises of God till the answer comes. We live in a day in which everything is instant. Instant coffee, instant breakfast, and so on. But God's answers, as with many good things in life, rarely, if ever, come instantly.
Amen. Okay, we have Auntie Betty going to read to us out of 1 John.
Yes, 1 John 8:10, okay?
Amen.
If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sin to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, that concludes our reading on God Promises of Fail. We're going to move right on into the sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, apply the blood of Jesus over Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Billy Morgan, Billy Mitchell, Malachi, Tony, Brian, Hubert, Mary Ann, Maxine, Miss Oliver, and Miss Brinkley, and anyone else that is ill that we may not be aware of, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to fill them now with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' holy name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you put a hedge of protection around them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, apply the blood of Jesus Christ over them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Fill them with all the fruits of your Holy Spirit, of your love, of your joy, of your patience, and of your faithfulness. And we thank you, according to Isaiah 53:4-5, that by the stripes of Jesus, he took on the cross, that they are healed and made whole. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, see, Ms. Doe, we're going to go into birthdays. Any birthdays for the week of December 4th through the 10th?
Well, I don't, with the girl last week, Hubert's granddaughter.
Alicia.
Was
the first.
Yeah.
Alicia.
Yeah, yeah.
Any
yeah.
other birthdays? Okay, well, like I'm on a roll tonight, I'll go ahead and get started with the birthday song. Okay, I'm sorry for that. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alicia. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
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 Sorry about that, guys. Let's see. We got to go down the list and see if there's anything else that anyone wants to share with us tonight. I have Mom first. Mom, is there anything you want to share on the prayer line tonight?
Yeah, I'm on the reader. It's fun reading the birth of Jesus, Luke 2:7-11. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a and swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings, for great joy which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading. Okay, Daddy Vernon, is there anything you want to share with us tonight on the prayer line?
Yes. The law called and promised to Abram. We'll find that in Genesis 12:1-3. The law has said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curse you, I will curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading. Okay, Auntie Betty, is there anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I just want to share a praise report.
Amen.
We've been praying for Billy Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Doing fine, and he's back at work. So we just
Amen.
Give God for the prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God is good.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a great report. Next we have Bruce. Is there anything you want to share with us tonight on the prayer line?
I want to pass, but I want everybody to have a blessed and prosperous week this week.
Thank you, and you do the same. Amen. Okay, Daniel, anything you want to share with us tonight?
No, I'm going to just close out, okay?
Amen. Okay,
amen.
Next we have Brian.
I just want to read this revelation.
Amen.
Today at church we talked about don't rush the process. Out of Ecclesiastes 3:11. And it says, an encounter with God was a defining moment of God's work. The end is the blessing. Can I trust you for the blessing? That's your character. And B, premature exposure, submit, eject, or leave unprotected. I didn't get the third point because I was too happy about the first and the second point. So that's about it. I'm about to go back on Wednesday to get it. All right. Amen.
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 Okay, next we have Keisha. Anything you want to share with us on the prayer line tonight?
I just want to share that I have a new little niece. Her name is Nadia. She was born on Monday.
December 1st, Nadia. How many pounds?
6.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, anything anyone else wants to share before we go into the closing prayer?
I want to share just one thing. You know, when Christ talked to Abram, he was 75 years old. I just want us to know it's no time to stop. We're not 75, well, a few of us are close to 75 without passing, but we can keep on going because that's when God used his people after they were up in age.
Amen.
If you said it now, don't get too old.
Amen. Amen.
Oh. Amen.
Okay. I guess we'll go ahead with the closing. Daniel will be doing the closing out of Matthew 6:9. So if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Okay, I'm gonna also read 5 and 6. Matthew 5 and 6.
Amen.
Amen. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. They shall love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the street, and they might be seen of men. What do I say to you? They have their reward. But 6 says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into the closet, and thou hast set the door to the Father, which is in secret, and the Father, which sees it in secret, shall reward thee openly. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, that concludes our program for tonight on God Promises of Fail. And just remember that God can do everything except fail. Next
Amen.
Week, our program will be with the Be Encouraged group. And the program will be on God's Promises of Feel Dejected. So everyone have a blessed week, and may God be with you all. Love you.
Love you too.
All right. Love everybody. Be safe out here for the holidays.
Yeah. All righty. Good night.
Good night.
Keisha, come.
Yeah. Nope, that's Bruce.